As World War II raged on in 1943, the U.S. launched a 200-foot tugboat named Zuni.
Most people hear the term tug, and they think of the little old harbor tug, like a little toot. But these were, in fact, warships. They all carried at least five guns. Some of them even carried depth charges.
That's Harry Jegger of Richmond, Virginia. He served on two of the Zuni's sister ships during World War II. After the war, the U.S. Coast Guard bought the ship and renamed it the Tamaroa. Because of its sturdy steel frame, it could make rescues in conditions that newer ships couldn't. In 1991, it rescued seven people off the coast of New England in a storm later to be immortalized as the Perfect Storm. The ship was decommissioned in 1994, and about a decade later, Jegger started restoring the ship. Stepping on that ship, Jegger says, was like stepping back in time.
Older gentlemen would come aboard the ship, and they can't remember where they were yesterday. But boy, as soon as their feet hit the deck, bingo, they're back being 17, 18, 19 years old again. Absolutely amazing.
But by 2012, with nearly 85% of the restoration complete, Jegger ran out of money. So he chose the best bad option available, and that was sinking the ship about 26 miles off the coast of Fenwick Island on the Del Jersey Land Reef. That's the site of an artificial reef managed jointly by New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. Jeff Tinsman is the reef manager for Delaware.
The natural bottom on that site is completely featureless sand. There's really nothing there to offer enhanced feeding opportunities or protection to fish and lobsters and that sort of thing.
That's where ships like the Zuni Tamaroa come into play. The solid steel frame that earned the ship its unsinkable reputation atop the sea makes it well suited for a century beneath it. The ship provides a home for invertebrates and protection for smaller fish, and that inevitably draws larger fish along with fishermen and divers.
That benefit goes on forever. That's not a one-time thing. That's every year that vessel will attract fishermen and divers. It will provide a return to the local economy.
Tinsman says that makes more sense than selling a ship for scrap metal, and the ecological and economical benefits of using ships this way aren't just felt on the Atlantic side of the Delmarva Peninsula. Virginia and Maryland also manage dozens of sites in the Chesapeake Bay. But before any ship can become an artificial reef, it has to be stripped of all toxic materials. And that's where Tim Mullane of Colleen Marine comes into the picture.
As you can see, the flooring's been ripped up, the paneling's been ripped out, the insulation, and we're just basically down to some painted steel.
Mullane is in Norfolk, Virginia with the Zuni Tamaroa, preparing her for her final voyage. And even though he's stripping her down to the bare bones, he tries to leave as many identifying characteristics as possible because those are a big draw for divers.
Divers love toilets, so the toilet stays. I guess every diver in the world wants to get a picture of themselves sitting on a toilet on a ship.
As for how Mullane plans to sink the ship, well, he says that's a closely guarded trade secret.
I don't know how I'm going to sink it yet, so.
Kidding aside, Mullane says he cuts holes in the side of the ship and slowly floods it with seawater. And there is one more benefit these artificial reefs provide beyond a boost to local ecosystems and economies. For someone like Jegger, who has an emotional attachment to this piece of history, it's a better send-off than selling it for scrap metal.
You know, you can always say, well, you know, she was sunk for a good reason. Somebody will be able to go out there and look at it and so forth, but It's a good ending.
The Zuni Tamaroa is expected to be sunk on the Del Jersey Land Reef sometime later this year. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.